This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report for Wednesday, August 5th. It's the podcast to inspire you to encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to take note of an anniversary that's important to me because it was August 5th, 1975, that the very first issue of Charisma Magazine came off the press. So today I am celebrating 45 years of publishing about Spirit-led living. And I wrote about it in my column in the August issue of Charisma and told my readers that August marks 45 years since the first issue of Charisma came off the press. And over the years, we've always done something special for our big anniversaries. 5 years ago, for example, we wrote about the Charisma 40. They were the 40 charismatic ministries we had felt had had the most impact in the previous 40 years. But this year, there's no big celebration. It's just this podcast and my article in Charisma and my reflection on how Charisma fits into current events. So much has happened in the church and culture and also the publishing industry since 1975. But after all these years, Charisma is still serving the Spirit-filled church, and the Charisma media motto is how I started this podcast, inspiring people to encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. We see our mission as encouraging the church to stand for righteousness and biblical truth in a world that seems more hostile toward the Christian message every day. As Christian journalists and publishers, we cover news of what the Lord is doing that other media either ignore or cover from a biased point of view. And we want to teach and encourage believers to dive deep into the things of the Lord and to stand strong in these troubled times. Today, there are many persecuted Christians dying for their faith in various parts of the world. And in America, we have enjoyed First Amendment religious freedom for more than two centuries. In fact, our country has been built on Judeo-Christian base, but that base has been eroding. Now, with the protests, national unrest, and the coronavirus pandemic, these are especially difficult times for America. But in times such as these, it is even more important for Christians to stand strong as a light in darkness. It may sound like a cliche, but it's true. Light shines brightest in the darkest places. When I was in college at the University of Florida, I felt I should prepare to be a secular journalist. Back then, the media was somewhat liberal, but nothing like today. I didn't realize it then, but God was preparing me for what lay ahead as He led me to start a small Christian magazine. The Charismatic Renewal, the Jesus Movement were at their zenith. Hundreds of thousands of people had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and many churches were exploding. All that has changed. Times of revival ebb and flow, but the work of the Holy Spirit continues. Yet in spite of all that seems out of control in the world, we sense a new awakening is occurring. I wrote about this in my new book, God, Trump, and COVID-19. By the way, it's a sequel to my January 2020 release called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. I wrote an article in the August issue of Charisma that was actually taken from the book called Spiritual Reality. It dealt specifically with what the prophets are saying. I opened the book with a quote from the late David Wilkerson, which he gave privately to my friend Mike Evans in the mid-1980s. And the quote is, "I see a plague coming on the world, and the bars and the churches and the government shut down. The plague will hit New York City and shake it like it's never been shaken. The plague is going to force prayerless believers into radical prayer, into their Bibles, and repentance will be the cry from true men of God in the pulpit. And out of it will come a third great awakening that will sweep America and the world." End quote. Often it's desperation that causes people to turn to God. Even during the COVID-19 shutdown, multitudes of people who never go to church turned into church services via live streaming. But it will take more than that for America to turn to God. And there are many ministries and leaders calling for repentance in America and the world. I'm supporting one called The Return, which will be held in Washington, D.C. during the last weekend in September. It's led by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger. And we can only pray that America turns to God as individual Americans repent of sin, ushering in the beginning of a new great awakening that we need, but not only America, but the world. Only time will tell if this happens. None of us could have imagined a few years ago that the current chaos would occur. But as believers, we know that God is in control. And the Bible tells us He has a plan for the end of time. As long as the Lord gives us grace, we will be reporting on what is happening spiritually, not only in Charisma, but through all the materials we publish. That is our calling and vision, the same as it's been for 45 years, to inspire people to encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the end of my column, but I'd like to just share a few things. Of course, over the years, Charisma Magazine has given birth to several other magazines, and for a number of years, we've published Sunday School curriculum and also published books in Spanish. We have sold both of those areas to other companies that were better positioned to do that kind of publishing. But our book area, called Charisma House, has really exploded, and part of it is because of books like The Harbinger by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. He's coming out with his new book, which we will be publicizing far and wide, called Harbinger 2, The Return. And in my opinion, it's even more amazing than the original Harbinger. I just so happened yesterday to talk on the phone with Jim Baker. He had just done an interview with Rabbi Kahn, and he was excited beyond excited about that book. He said that every Christian in America needs to read it, and I believe that that's true. It's not out yet, but you can go ahead and pre-order it on Amazon.com, and I encourage you to do that. While you're on Amazon.com, I encourage you to go over and check out the books I've written on Donald Trump, especially God, Trump in the 2020 election, and the new one, God, Trump, and COVID-19. If you've read them, I'd appreciate you leaving a review, as well as other online booksellers such as BarnesandNoble.com and ChristianBooks.com. And while we're talking about reviews, a review on iTunes of the Strang Report podcast helps us. It really does. It helps with positioning or something. And we have quite a few reviews and I've barely pushed it, so I decided I would do that. And also, if you don't subscribe to my regular newsletter, I'm trying to grow it. It's at about 27,000 so far. You can go to StrangReportSub.com. Sub, of course, is short for subscription. And it's free. It's really easy to sign up. And if you're interested in getting autographed copies of my book, you can do so at my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com. So I just want to bring you up to date with that. The podcasts are continuing to grow. I just did an analysis, and I'm amazed that yesterday over 400 individual podcasts were downloaded. And when you add up my Strang Report as well as my God Trump 2020 podcast, it's over 6 million downloads, which is absolutely incredible, more than half of them in 2020. So it's really growing, partly because the Lord is helping me do some very interesting interviews and focus on some topics that are interesting to people. I have some big podcasts coming up. But on the anniversary day of Charisma Magazine, August 5th, 2020, 45 years, can you believe it? I was only 24 years old when I started, so you can do the arithmetic and figure out how old I am. And, you know, so much has changed. The internet didn't exist. Cell phones didn't exist. The personal computer wasn't even on sale. I've said that before. But you know what? In some ways, nothing changed. We're still trying to cover what the Holy Spirit is doing. We're trying to provide news, information, teaching, and inspiration to inspire people to encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. I've been doing that since day one. You know, from the very first year, we were using the motto, the magazine about Spirit-led living. We still use that terminology. And for those of you who have been longtime subscribers, I thank you. Our subscriptions, our print subscriptions, are still holding up, I'm glad to say, even in these very different times. And that is a vote of support. Some ministries you support by sending a donation. We don't do that. But if you support the kind of Spirit-filled, Spirit-inspired Christian journalism that we try so hard to provide you, subscribing to Charisma Magazine in print is a way that you can support us. With that, I'll wrap up these thoughts. And thank you for sharing this with friends. Thank you for your support over the years. And as I close so many of my podcasts, thank you for listening. God bless you.